when I heard I Don't Love You for the first time, I was just like, this song was made for me. Like, it talks about Stevie Wonder records in your living room. And I have Stevie Wonder records all the time in my living room. It talks about in the first verse how, you know, it's a love song and how your ex would never want to take takeout from a restaurant. My ex-boyfriend would never want to take takeout from a restaurant, and it would drive me mad because I'm like, you're wasting food. That could be your lunch for tomorrow. So when I heard the song for the first time, I was just like, this exactly fits. It just fits in who I am and fits in what I want to say.
I don't open up a bottle with my dinner because I know that it's just gonna sit out on the counter and go bad, just like the leftovers you just said to leave at the restaurant I don't go to anymore, because I won't go alone. So I pick up, take out, and sit at home.
Sometimes you see artists who they write their own songs. It's not necessarily country, I think any genre, where they're just insistent on writing their own songs, but not all their songs are the best songs.
No, I 100% agree. I think it is about finding that balance and finding a blend of both worlds. And because I care so much about the music side of it, it still has to have this like cool factor to me. And you know, I'm so inspired by artists like John Mayer, for instance, where there's just like this vibe in the music side of it that for outside songs, sometimes it's hard for me to find things that fit into the vibe of where I could bring it or where I feel like I could bring it in the studio. And I Don't Love You was written by Adam Hambrick, who's a really good buddy of mine and has written a bunch of songs, Waiting on You, on a single of mine, and a bunch of songs on my past record, as well as Melissa Fuller and Neil Medley. And Adam has such a cool vibe of his phrasing. Like, the phrasing in this first verse is so awkward, and I love it. It, like, it sounds like a conversation at the same time, and it's so different than what you would normally write. It's like, I don't open up a bottle with my dinner cause I know that it's just gonna sit out on the counter and go bad, just like the leftovers you just said to leave at the restaurant I don't go to anymore, cause I won't go alone. So I pick up, take out, and sit at home. Okay, so that phrasing is really, really awkward. And then the chorus is so simple.
Right.
If I were to write this chorus, I would have put so many more words in it. But, okay, listen to this chorus. It is so simple. It goes,
I don't love you, baby. I don't love you, no.
So it's so simple. It like repeats the same line three times.
Is it important, do you think, to if you're going to have something that's like maybe technically a little bit challenging mm-hmm. for the verses to simplify the chorus?
I think there is definitely a magic in finding ways for songs to balance themselves out, whether that's through lyric, whether it's phrasing. If you have complicated phrasing in the verse, it's good to have simplicity in a chorus or vice versa. Yes, I definitely think there's a good balance there. And it's a good reminder as a songwriter as less is more sometimes.